This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts pitching coach Vince Horsman. Vince, here we are, final month of the season or thereabouts. What gets accomplished right at season's end?
Well, at the season's end, you know, what we try to do is take everything that we learned in the first 4 months. And for me, now it's time to let the fruits of the labors come forth and show the improvements and the understanding of what kids need to do to be successful, not only at this level, but to be able to prepare themselves, finish up strong for an opportunity to go to the next level, which will be Dunedin.
And you have graduated players this year. Will Browning is now pitching for Dunedin, Justin Jackson as well. Let's talk about Justin. How did he grow while with you so that he was ready to pitch in the Florida State League?
Well, Justin was just, you know, he's a newbie pitching, but what he possessed was very good arm strength, and he just needed some experience and to come down here at a lower level where there wasn't as much pressure to kind of iron out his game. And he did a nice job with that, and he worked on his slider and his changeup, and just the whole evolution of going from being a position player to being a pitcher and to understanding the nuances and the routines that are expected from a pitching standpoint. And then, you know, with the success that he had and the age that he's at, he was ready to go to the next level and see how he would fare there.
For a non-pitcher, are there any surprising things that they would then learn that they suddenly had to keep in mind when suddenly they take the mound?
Well, you know, what they have to remember is what were we working on this year. You know, for me, the biggest thing I stressed all season long was fastball command. If you want to pitch in the big leagues, you better be able to command your fastball or you'll never get there. And that's where we've had our ups and downs. You know, we've walked a lot of guys this year and a direct reflection on the command. And, you know, a lot of guys, they want to know, what do I need to do to go to the next level? And when you keep it as simple as just saying, hey, command your fastball and you'll get an opportunity, they look at you and they think, well, are you serious? Is that easy? Yeah, in theory it's that easy, but in practice it's not. It's hard to do. And it's hard to do consistently all the time. But if they can do those things, that they'll give themselves an opportunity to move along.
How did Will Browning progress from spring training in April over the course of the summer?
Well, Will was a pleasant surprise. You know, a non-drafted guy coming in with a unique arm slot. I had never had any history with Will, so it was fun watching him go. And all Will did was come in, he trusted his stuff, and he just pounded the strike zone. And he did a great job, and he deserved that promotion to Dunedin. And he, from my understanding, he's fared pretty well while he's been there.
How about the newest players, the 2013 draftees? What have you seen from Matt Boyd so far?
Matt's a good competitor, and he reminds me a little bit of Sandy Koufax. Not quite as good as stuff, but his delivery is very similar, and he goes about everything the right way. He's very humble, and he's eager to learn. And, you know, I have to just tell him, you know, right now from our perspective, it's just me getting to know you, you getting to know me, and helping him a little bit with the league, you know, what it takes to be successful. But other than that, it's me just learning him and how he likes to do his work and go about his business.
How about Kendall Graveman, a different sort of pitcher?
Well, he's a sinker baller. It reminds me a little bit of Jesse Hernandez, who we had here last year, you know, a sinker slider guy. He's got a good repertoire as far as pitches go. It's a sinker, slider, changeup, and he really competes out there too. I really like what I've seen from Kendall so far this year.
Is there a difference between getting a player right from the draft and getting the guy from spring training?
Well, in spring training, you know, you have a chance to get to know the guy for a month and work with him on some different aspects if need be. When you get a guy from the draft, what you do is you tend to keep your hands off a little bit, you know. I always said it's unfair for a kid to come out of the draft and all of a sudden I'm going to change him. From an evaluation standpoint, it's me learning the kid and seeing what he brings to the table and not only as from a standpoint of pitching on our team, but from an organizational standpoint.
The third player from the 2013 draft is Chad Jurado out of the pen. And this year the Lugnuts have had their side armors, Browning from the right side, both Nieves, and now Jurado from the left side. Is there a difference with working with a side armor with what they can do?
Well, for them, it's just remember that when you're a side armor, you tend to be a ground ball guy, a sinker type, running type fastball. And to understand that, you know, like with Nieves and with Jurado and Will, you know, your strength is going to be pitching at the very bottom part of the strike zone and letting the movement get the hitters out. You know, you're not going to necessarily outstuff guys. You're going to get them out with the movement and your deception from your arm slot.
Will, at times from where he started the year in middle relief toward the back end of the pen, talked about him being a surprise. Eric Sekula was not originally the team's closer. He ascended to that spot. He worked it. What have you seen from Eric as this year's gone on?
Well, you know, Eric has, you know, three quality pitches, his fastball, his cutter, and his breaking ball. And what Eric goes out there, and he's a strike thrower, and he attacks the hitters. And that's kind of what you're looking for with a guy at the back end of the bullpen. You know, he's very, I don't want to say similar in stuff, but he's similar in approach to, like, A.J. Meyer was here last year. And prior to that, Danny Burns and Stephen Turnbull, those guys go out there, and they just attack the hitters. And they make the hitters beat them. And I think that's the mentality that you have to pitch in the back end of the game. And, you know, Eric's really taken the ball and he's ran with it when he's given the opportunity. So he's really done a nice job.
Speaking with Lugnuts pitching coach Vince Horsman, how do you use those side sessions with the pitchers in between times that they pitch?
Well, those are our times. I call it form throwing. You know, when we work on maybe an aspect of their delivery, or if everything is really good, it's just a matter of keeping everything right where it's at. At this part of the year, we, you know, our side sessions are real short. Because, you know, it's all about getting the guys through the finish line now, because a lot of them, it's their first full year, and the innings start to pile up and the bullpens and all that. So it's keeping the workload a little bit light on our side sessions, but nevertheless getting the quality and not necessarily the quantity, and keeping them as sharp as we can as we approach the end.
What's the best way for a pitcher to spend the off season in order for him to be as good as possible for the start of the next year?
Well, for me, you know, when the season ends, man, you got to step away from the game. You know, you got to kind of decompress a little bit, go hang out with your friends, spend time with your family, and don't even think about baseball for a month. And then, you know, I'd always say, you know, once November rolls around, now you're going to get back into your conditioning part of your program. And then, you know, you're going to do that for about 2 months. And then once the new year hits, now you're going to get ready for spring training. You're going to start your throwing program and get your mind back into the baseball mode. But when the season ends, you got to get away from the game a little bit, because it's a grind. It not only wears you down physically, but mentally as well. So I think it's really important to step away, you know, go on a vacation, play golf, spend time with your girlfriend and your family and stuff like that. And we're the same as coaches. You know, when we get away from the game, you know, I tend to decompress too. I spend as much time as I can with my family and, you know, do the Mr. Mom stuff with the kids and the schoolwork and the homework and all that stuff. And then, you know, once spring training starts to get closer, you start getting back into the baseball frame of mind.
And finally, for Vince Horsman, the Lugnuts pitching coach, pound down on that fastball command here with Lansing. These Lugnuts who move up, we had 2012, 2011 Lugnuts move their way on upward, have productive years this year. These guys, 2013 Lugnuts, what would the next lesson be for them after Lansing?
Well, you know, the higher you move up, you know, we talk about it all the time in our meetings, you know, at this level you can get away with some mistakes, and the higher you move up, you're just the opportunity to get away with those is less. You know, the hitting is better, but, you know, pitching is better too. So when you're moving up to those levels, you know, you're probably not making the same mistakes that you made here. And that's all it is. You know, pitching, quality pitches get hitters out no matter where you play. And again, come back to the fastball command. If you can command your fastball to both sides of the plate, no matter what, you could not have your breaking ball or changeup that day, but you're still going to go out and be able to compete. And so, you know, that's why I keep harping, you know, pound that fastball down, command it to both sides of the plate, because that's something that you can take with you your whole career. And, you know, the breaking balls will come and the changeups will come. But if you're commanding your fastball, all those things will play up. But if you're not commanding your fastball, it doesn't matter how good your breaking ball is or how good your changeup is, because eventually you always have to come back to your fastball. So that's the big lesson to learn here. So then when you move up to the next level and you realize that, I don't want to say that I'm right, but you realize that, you know, the successes that you have are because, one, I'm commanding my fastball. Then all of a sudden I throw that 0-2 slider in the dirt and I get a guy to chase. And why is that? Is it because the slider was that good? Not necessarily. It's because you're commanding your fastball. You got a hitter in a hole. He has to expand his zone. And then all of a sudden, bam, now you get him. Now you can throw the ball to get him out. So, you know, those are the things. It's teaching kids about pitching and what it takes to be successful, not only at this level, but at the other levels too. Because when I'm talking to kids, I'm not, like, just wanting them to be successful here. You know, this is the stuff that will allow you to be successful at the major league level. Whether you get there or not, you know, only time will tell. But these are the things that need to be in place in order for you to be successful at the highest level possible.
Lugnuts pitching coach Vince Horsman. Vince, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Jess.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.